So let's review. Our share begins with the Mishnah v'chulam. As Rashi explains, Hachacham v'hamei v'yet v'hamei b'isha lahasiya v'tznan b'hen lo yichnes. All those mentioned in the previous staff who may not marry the woman about whom they testified or ruled to release her from marriage b'mnei hachashad, because people will think that he was dishonest in order to marry her. Shehoylem noshim v'mesu mutaris l'noslem. If they had wives at the time, they're not suspect. Therefore, if their wives subsequently died, they're allowed to marry this woman. If these women married others and were then divorced or widowed from them, they then marry the eid b'chacham, because any rumors would have ceased during their second marriage. The above iser because of chashad is only for the eid b'chacham to marry her. But the son or brother of the Eid V'chacham may marry her. He's not nechshed ad kedei kach. The Gemara adds several variables to these halachas. Hanalach Ketzad, we have Baruch Hashem completed the second paragraph of Masechet Yevamos, and we begin the third paragraph, Arba Achen Be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. Arba Achen, Shnayim Mehem Nesuin Shtei Achoyes, V'meisu HaNesuim Es Achoyes. There are four brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Two of them, Levi and Yehuda, married two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and later died childless. The two Yevamis now fall for Yibin to Reuben v'Shimon. Hare'elu chalitzas v'loy misyamis. Each Yavim may only perform chalitza and not Yibum with any one of the Yevamis, as each one is a chesu kukasai, the sister of a Yevama bound him for Yibum, which is asam drabanan, because it is similar to a chesishtai. From kadmu v'kantzu yitziu. If they did not ask, and Reuben and Shimon married Rachel and Leah, we compel them to divorce them. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vishami Omerim Yikayim, Vishil Omerim Yitziu. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the above is the opinion of Beis Hillel, but Vishami hold they may stay married. The Mishnah continues. Ha'isa'achas mehen asar ala echad isa'erva. If one of the sisters Rachel was an erva to one of the brothers Reuben, he is asar ba umuta ba'achaisa. Reuben obviously cannot take Rachel because of erva. Therefore, she is not zakuk, not bound to him for Yibum. As a result, her sister Leah is not considered a chesu kukasai and mutta to Reuben. We must remember that Leah is not a tsaris erva because they're not coming from the same husband. Vasheni asr b'shtein. However, the second brother, Shimon, is forbidden in both sisters because of a chesu kukasai, as explained earlier. Isr mitzvah v'isr kedusha, cheletze es v'loy misyabemes. If Rachel was asked to Reuben because of an Isra Lav, or an Isra Drabanan, she requires Chalitza because the exemption is only for an Erva of Chiv Akrisis, similar to Achis Isha, but he may not do Yibim because of the Isra Lav or the Isra Drabanan. Leah also requires Chalitza because she's not a Tsaris Erva, but may not do Yibim because of Achis Kukase. The Mishnah continues, Haisa Achaz men Asura al Ze Isra Erva, Vashni Asura al Ze Isra Erva. If each one of the sisters was an erva to one of the brothers, as follows. Rachel was an erva to Reuven, and Leah was an erva to Shimon. Hasur lazeh muteres lazeh, v'asur lazeh muteres lazeh. Rachel is asa to Reuven, and muta to Shimon, because she is not an erva to Shimon. She is also not a chay zukukasai, because her sister Leah is not zukukasai, since she is an erva to Shimon. Leah is asa to Shimon, and muta to Reuven, because she is not an erva to Reuven and not a chesu kukasai, because her sister Rachel is not zu kukasai, since she is an erva to Reuven. Zuhi she'amu, achesu kishayevimta oicheletzes oy misyabemes. This is a case of which was said her sister and fellow Yavama may do either chalitza or yibum. The Gemara explains that the reason of a chesu kukasai can be used to explain the Mishnah only according to the opinion that yeshdik. After the death of the Baal, until either Yibum or Chalitz are performed, the bond between the Yavama and Yavim is considered like a marriage, midrabanan. Therefore, he may not marry Achis Kukasai, similar to a marriage where one may not marry Achis Ishta, his wife's sister. However, according to the opinion of Ein Zika, the bond is not considered like a marriage, and he may marry Achis Kukasai. Therefore, we must explain, Hare'elu Chaltzis v'lod misyamois. Each Yavim may only perform Chalitza and not Yibum with any one of the Yavamas. Shem the Astra Levatl Mitzvah Yavim. As the Gemara explains, Dilma ad miyam chad ma'is idoch. For example, it could happen that Reuben will first be miyam Rachel, and Shimon will die before being miyam Leah. and Leah would now fall for Yim to Reuven. However, Reuven will not be able to be Miyam Leah, because she is Achis Ishtim and Hatayra, the sister of his now full-fledged wife Rachel. Therefore, Reuven may not be Miyam Rachel Midrabanan, because it might preempt the mitzvah Yibum should the above scenario happen. The Gemara elaborates, Tlasa Vade Batla Mitzvah Yavman. In the case of three brothers, Reuven, Levi, Yehuda, it's not merely a chashash, but a certainty. If Reuven is Miyam Rachel, he can no longer be Miyam Leah because she is a Achis Ishtai. Arba, in the case of our Mishnah of four brothers, it's merely a chashash of Dilmadin Miyam Chad Ma'isidach for Kamavat Mitzvah Yavman. Our Mishnah teaches that although one might argue, Lemisa Leah Chashinan, we're not concerned that Shimon might die in the interim, Kamash Malan, that we are concerned that Shimon might die. Chamisha, in the case of five brothers, for example, there's a fifth brother, Yisachar, Lemisa Detrei Leichashinan. We're not concerned that both Shimon and Yisachar will die in the interim, and Reuven may be Miyam Rachel. The Gemara proceeds to introduce a new concept. As opposed to Chalitza Ma'alya, a regular or strong Chalitza, in the standard case of Yibum, where Yibum is possible, but the Yavim rather chooses Chalitza, Chalitza Psula. A weak chalitza is when yibum is not possible due to an iser, yet chalitza is required. In a case where there are several brothers and several wives from one deceased brother, the Gemara above on Daf Yerim Beis describes chalitza ma'alya as ihu shlichusa de achim kavod, ihi shlichusa de tzar kavda. The yavim and yivama did chalitza on behalf of all the others, which means that all the wives are released from the zika of all the brothers. However, in the case of Chalitza Psula, for example, the case of our Mishnah, Arba Achen, Shnayim Mehem Nisuin Shtei Achoyis, Umeisa Nisuin Mesachoyis. The two sisters, Rachel Veleah, the wives of Levi Yehuda, fall for Yibim to Reuven V'Shimon. Hare Elu Chaltzus V'Lod Mesiamus. Each Yavim may only perform Chalitza and not Yibum with any one of the Yavamas, as each one is a Chesiku Kasai, the sister of a Yavama bound to him for Yibum. Or, Rav gives another quite similar example. Sholosh Achoyis Yevamis, Shenaflu Lefnei Shnei Achen Yevamim. There are five brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. Three of them, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, married three sisters, Rachel, Leah, Verivka, and later died childless. The three Yevamis now fall for Yibim to Reuven v'Shimon. Now, it depends on the following. This scenario, as described, is a case of Denafel Bavas Achas. All three Yevamis are awaiting Yibim at the same time, because the second and third brother died before the first and second Yavama did Yibim or Chalitza. At this point, they cannot do Yibim anymore, because they are all Achayitza Kukasli and Achayitza is Blood Mesiamis. Therefore, they are all Chalitza Psula, a Rav holds, Chalitza Psula Tzarech Lachzra Kol Achen. All brothers must give Chalitza. The Chalitza of one does not release the Yavama from the Zika of the other brothers. It must be pointed out that in this case, each Yavama must do her own Chalitza with all the brothers. However, for a different reason, because they are each coming from a different Baal. The Gemara and the next Daf discuss a case of several wives from one Baal, whether the Chalitza Psula of one releases the others, or they must each do their own Chalitza. This was all in the case of the Nafal Bavas Achas. However, in the case of the Nafal Bezu Acharzu, Zechel Tzla'achas, Bezechel Tzla'achas, the imtzoyis tzvicha chalitza mishneim as follows. Nafla chada chalas la Reuven. Levi died, and Rachel fell for Yibim to all the brothers. Yehuda and Yisachar certainly cannot be miyam, because to each of them she is achis ishtai. But Reuven or Shimon can be miyam. There's no issue of achis ikukasai, because at this point, there's no other Yavama waiting Yibim. Therefore, Reuven's chalitza was chalitza ma'alya, and it releases her from Shimon as well. Nafla idach chalas la Shimon. Yehuda then died, and Leah falls for Yibim. In addition to Yisachar, who cannot be Miyam because of Achis Ishtai, Reuven cannot be Miyam either Midrabanan, because to him she is Achis Chalutzasai, the sister of Rachel with whom he did Chalitza. However, Shimon can be Miyam. Therefore, Shimon's Chalitza was Chalitza Ma'alya, and it releases her from Reuven as well. Nafli Idach, then Yisachar died, and Rivka falls for Yibum. At this point, Shimon cannot be Miyam either because she is Achis Chalutzasai to both Reuven and Shimon. Therefore, tzvicha chalitza mishneim. Reuven and Shimon must both do chalitza, because chalitz lahai mafke zikasai, chalitz lahai mafke zikasai, each one's chalitza psula releases her only from his zika. All this was the opinion of Rav. The Gemara points out that although Rav generally holds Ein Zika, this ruling of Chalitza Psula, Rav said only L'Divrei HaOmer Yesh Zika. According to the opinion of Yesh Zika, that a weak Chalitza cannot release a strong Zika. Shmuel Amar Echad Chalitz L'Kula. The Chalitza Psula of one brother releases her from the other brother or brothers. The Gemara in the next daf elaborates on Shmuel's opinion.